Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. In spite of the obstacles, it's still a good day. And we bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Our God is good. When it's going well with us, he's good. When it's all crazy, it does not define whether or not God is good because things are going crazy or we're just being showered with blessing. It is, he is good, and nothing can change that. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. And this is Tea Time with Jesus. Hallelujah. I do hope you have your nice hot cup of tea as I am about to have mine, in a styrofoam, in a plastic, in a china, just a nice cup of hot tea. We may not even get a sip of it, but it's just the thought of having a moment with the master. Amen. Hallelujah. It is just so good. Now, there are some of us can pray for 2, 3, 4 hours all night long. But if you tell them just to pray for 30 minutes and just be quiet and think of the goodness of Jesus just for 30 minutes, they can't do it. Hallelujah. But they can brag and boast and talk about, oh, yes, I can go down and I stay down. But can you just put a moment, a second, think about his goodness. Think about his awesomeness. Think about his care. Stop and look at all the blessings that we have a tendency to overlook because they're not big and huge, but they're necessary. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. They're necessary. And they're there, whether we recognize them or not. And our overreaching for the great, we miss the wonderful, constant, on-time blessings every day. Brand new mercy every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just don't know where this is going to go today. So many things have happened in just a few hours. It's hard to put it together in words to tell you. But I can tell you this. God is good. He is so good, and he loves us so much. I heard something this morning that just launched, encouraged me. It encouraged me. Hallelujah. Now, you know, my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, you know, I've been encouraging us to not give up and to be able to go and do the things that God has called us to do, or what we feel that we're hopeless and can't be done because of our age or this thing or that thing. But you know, some of the things that God has called us to do can be challenging, and most of them are. Well, I'll say all of them are. And we can become discouraged and despondent, because people will begin to look at you and say, well, if it haven't happened yet, what's up? But there's something that's called faithfulness. Hallelujah. Faithfulness. God is faithful to us. And we must be faithful to what he has called us to do. We must be faithful when it looks like it's hopeless. When you have your God said, no matter how long it takes, what the price, We have to show ourselves faithful to our God and that he has called us to do. We can't say, oh, I know this can't be of God because I'm not comfortable with this, and drop it. You're not faithful. When you hear the naysayer, well, let me use this me. How many people you have? Well, then something must be wrong because you should have this and you should have this, that. This strategy and that strategy, and none of them said nothing about prayer. No one has, you know, very few people say, well, you know what? I'm going to stand with you in prayer that you are strong enough and that you have the strength to stand and remain strong in what God has called you to do. So my brothers and my sisters, I'm telling you that my desire is to not to discourage, but to encourage you to stand. To stand, and therefore stand strong in what God has called you to do. That your strength don't fail you. Hallelujah. Because it will be tested. Hallelujah. That you remain faithful. That we will remain faithful. No matter when it doesn't look popular. When it doesn't look like it's anything. But you have your God said, and you're going to be faithful to what God has called you. I don't care how great and mighty and awesome someone else's work and bloom and busting out. But if you have your God said, you stand. Hallelujah. You stand and therefore stand. You're looking to please God and God alone. Hallelujah. It's at God's appointed time, God's set time. Why do we look? And what are we looking for? Greatness, which can often be superficial, are to please the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Do you think it was comfortable for Jesus, when he looked to Calvary, to see what he had to go through for you and I, if he had given up and said, I know God wouldn't want me to go through this, where would you or I be? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. But if we're determined to be a God pleaser, determined to listen to God and not man. Oh, my brothers and my sisters. My sisters and my brothers. Oh, when we turn to our Father and said, for God, he has called me to do, and I will stand with God's help. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, God is so good. Yes, he is, and he's faithful. He wants us to be faithful. He called Moses when he was 80. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He called Abraham. Abraham had his baby when he was over 100. The promise. You pull glory. Hallelujah. You can't pull his man to put a time on God. Hallelujah. He just said, trust me. Be obedient. If he can trust you with this, what is it that he can't trust you with? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, it doesn't matter what it looked like as long as you have your God said. Hallelujah. Have our God said. Hallelujah. God is faithful to us. We are talking about the Almighty God, the maker of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. When he looked around to swear by something greater than himself, it was not found. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. It could not be found. Why, Pastor Margaret? Because there's nothing. Glory. Nothing greater than our God, and no one. Yes, we can become, we allow ourselves, the scripture tells us plainly, don't get weary in well doing. We'll reap if we faint not. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Don't get weary. Don't get discouraged. Don't be hopeless. Hallelujah. You have to turn a deaf ear to the naysayers. Squash pride. Sometimes you find that people ask you questions and you lie. Don't lie. What is it to them? Don't lie. If it was nobody at the church but you, say, who was there? I was there. I was on time. Yes. And I was faithful there. If God can trust you there, he can trust you with anything or many things. How about that? Oh, yes, your words will be tried. Don't let them get you. Don't let them get you, my brothers and my sisters. Don't let them. Because God is not going to accept not even our little lies. I didn't mean no harm lies. No. Isaiah, still our meditating in scripture. Because we're going to be built up. What we are bonding with our Maker, learning to hear his voice and respond. Because when we begin to stretch out, regardless to where you are in life, you begin to stretch. You need to know the word of God, the written word. And you need to know his voice. And you need to know that Yeshua, Jesus, said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You need to know that the Holy Ghost is here on this earth. He's in you, with you. He won't let us fall. I constantly read Jude 1:24. Now unto him that's able to keep you from stumbling. We can do mighty works. Everyone is not appointed to begin or bring forth, but we need to be faithful. We're so busy trying to go to another level. We don't have a clue what level we're on already. Turn to God. Ask God for his help. Ask him to open your eyes to let you see what it is that he's called you to do. If you know what it is, ask for his help and his guidance as he begins to unfold and reveal. And before you know it, you're there. Being faithful to your God. One step at a time. Curl up with the word. Even on your job, take a moment. If you can't be with me these 30 minutes, take 10, take 5. Just say, God, this is for you. This is for us. This is for me. I want this. I want this time with you. Oh, God, how I love you. I not only need you, I want you. Begin to hunger. Hey, glory to God. Hunger. Ooh, for his presence. And when you find that you've messed up, repent. 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 Let's go with those scriptures. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 1. Hallelujah. Glory. God is so good to us. Oh, yes, he is. He is not only good, but he's good to us. He's good. Listen to this. Please hear it and then see it. See it. We use the word often with your mind's eye. See it with your spiritual eye. See this. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way, of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 40. Starting at the 25th title, The Greatness of God's Might. To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who has created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by name, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. I'm sorry. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgments pass over my God, over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that has not no might, 29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increased strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fail, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43:2. This has been our meditation scripture for a while now. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. Our God is good.
Jeremiah 29, starting at the 11th verse. Jeremiah 29, starting at the 11th verse. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is truly good. His word, his word, his word, his written word, his sacred word, his holy word, his righteous word. We thank the Holy Ghost for giving us understanding and allowing his word to sink deep into our heart, that we may be encouraged and empowered to be faithful to that which our God has called us to do and to be. Hallelujah. To walk as strong children in holiness and righteousness and in love and in mercy on this earth. To glorify our God and not ourselves. To be an example for the world, that the world may see what it's like to be loved by the Almighty God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We bless your name. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your kindness, Holy Father. It is a privilege and an honor to be able to come in the presence of the Godhead, knowing that we have an audience with you, Father. You have granted it so. Hallelujah. And that you hear us and you are attentive to our prayer. We want to glorify you, magnify you, tell you how much we love you and how much we appreciate all that you have done and all that you're doing for us. We ask that you just keep us covered and keep our path straight. But it is you, Almighty God, that make the crooked ways straight. And we thank you for allowing us to walk in the straight path and the narrow way. Holy God, guide our tongue, filter the thoughts that come into our minds and our hearts. May we be not only hearers of the word, but doers of your word, to please you, Holy God. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. We ask that you lead and guide us and give us the strength, the integrity, and the love and the character to walk in the pathway that you have given us. Thank you, Father, in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. God is good. I could see the pathway as I was praying. I could, my eyes, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Jude 24:1-24-25. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. To the glory of God, hallelujah, seal what we have heard today. Day with the blood of Yeshua, hallelujah, cleansing our hearts, our minds, and soul. Now, until the appointed time, the set time. May we never leave his presence.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Until we meet again, my brothers and my sisters, go in peace, go in love, go in Yeshua's strength. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. May we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart been acceptable in the sight of the Almighty God. Amen and amen.